Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tim. All right, I'm looking at the pound right now. It's on a roller coaster ride, falling the most since October, although it's paired some of its losses since. You know, so it looks like markets were somewhat over-optimistic about Theresa May's chances of winning that snap election that she called. So what are you getting out of the ongoing market movements?
I just think it's the whole split from the euro is still something to be worked out right now. And I think there's just, with the terrorist attacks back-to-back that the UK has had. I just think there's just a little bit of unease there. And, again, I think it's the fact that the euro has been strengthening as well, which I think has been really pressuring the pound. Because I think the pound got a little bit of backdraft from the fact when the euro weakened and dropped precipitously versus the dollar at the end of last year or late last year. Now I think that's reversed. So I think it's a combination of those events. But again, I don't really see it as that major, a new trend developing or whatnot. I just think there's a lot to be worked out yet.
So now, besides the pound, though, what other asset classes are you closely watching right now?
I think the only asset class, well, first of all, commodities in general, with the exception of crude oil. Like I would say grains in particular, corn and wheat in the U.S. because they're coming into a big season. I'm very actually bullish, and I think weather, we could, let's say this much, you don't want to be short coming into uncertain weather events that we may have this summer. So the grains, I like gold. I love gold. I think there's a good case for gold, and it's not the case of a hedge against disaster either. I think it's the case for gold is still valid as a currency in itself. And I think the equity markets in particular, I mean, it's very difficult to buck this trend that we're seeing right now.
And that's U.S. equities that we're talking about, or European equities, or which geographical location?
I think the equities in general, but I do think there's an allocation coming to Europe. Now, there's more people are underweight. Europe is very cheap to the U.S., so I think you're seeing a major asset allocation shift to Europe, and I think that should continue. I would expect that to continue. I think that's also going to help the euro as well. And also the emerging markets, I think any dip, and India in particular is one that I think is most have their eye on, just given the potential that it has. So I think any real dip in emerging markets, I think, is good. And I think countries such as Malaysia and Southeast Asian countries that have really benefited from this growth in China, I think as long as China keeps continuing on its path of growth without any real bump, I think that any dip is a buy as well. So I'm actually looking at the U.S. market as fully priced. I think buying dips and buying Europe is very key, and buying dips in emerging markets, with especially India, is, I think, to me, what I would be looking at.
Now, in going back to the UK elections, now, what do you think is the most investor-friendly outcome here, at least in your perspective?
I mean, I think that Theresa May, I mean, this is someone at least we know, and we know what she's going to do. I think any disruption, first of all, I think that the Labour Party pretty much is toast. So I just think they're going to have a really hard time gaining any traction whatsoever in the UK. So I think it's pretty much certainty. I don't look for any major, the upset like we've seen in previous elections, the U.S. election and also the Brexit vote. I don't think you're going to see that. I think we know what we have. I think the markets are comfortable in dealing with that. And I think that she can carry forth the Brexit in a manner with which the markets can tolerate.
So Brexit, you mentioned Brexit there, is that basically the key issue that you'll be looking to post-elections, or which other issue might dominate your attention?
You know, I think it's that. I think the immigration policies, maybe some of them, I don't think they'll be as nationalistic as maybe some might fear. But I do think that there's definitely an issue to bear, which also I think was one of the major reasons why Brexit came to be in the first place, because of that. So, but I think she's a very pragmatic person. And as if, from my understanding, I think the markets are not too unsettled with her at the helm and leading the transition and leaving the UK. I think they're pretty comfortable with what's going on. A labor upset would be certainly something much different that I don't think the markets are really betting on.
Yeah, certainly. Now, also, we got to look at what the ECB did last night, Malaysian time. So they have kept their interest rates, at 0%, but they have also dropped their guidance on further rate cuts. What's your outlook on ECB policy there? And also, do you think the ongoing results or the UK elections, how much do you think that weigh on the ECB's decision overnight?
I don't think it matters a whole lot. I mean, on that front, I think the ECB realizes that negative interest rates are really a no go. They it's not sustainable. And I also think they'd like to, they're going to back off, I think, the QE. But again, the inflation, they're really not getting the inflation that they want, so they're not really comfortable yet, I don't think, with that prospect. So I think it's going to be looking with an eye out to cut the quantity QE. But I also think interest rates, in fact, I would actually look, bunds in particular, for bund yields start rising. So my trade would be buy treasury, sell bunds, or sell bunds outright.
Got it. Hey, thank you so much for speaking to us. That was Tim Mahalan, president of TJM Limited in Chicago.
Interesting that he says that labor will be toast, considering that, in fact, labor is doing much better than expected. It might be a low base from which labor is coming from, but still, this was an election, Han, that was for the Conservatives to lose. It was called when there was a 20-point lead on any other party in the British Isles. Now it's a close call. In fact, there's a suggestion from the exit polls that this will be a hung parliament back to 2010. And the possible scenarios there, a coalition between the Conservatives and the Lib Dems, as they did in 2010. In fact, the what's lacking for the Conservatives, if you take the exit polls numbers, so they're getting 314. Finishing line is 326. They're 12 short. The Lib Dems are supposed to come in with 14 seats. So that could plug that little gap. But what will they have to trade off in order to make that coalition work? I'm not sure.
But we must keep in mind that these are, the suggestions out of the exit polls. So as opposed to official results, they've got about 2 seats that have been officially declared out of the, like you said, 650 that are available, right?
But you talked about the sterling just now being on a roller coaster ride. Now, the exit polls, in fact, caused the sterling to drop significantly. And so clearly the markets are taking these exit polls quite seriously. The quality of the exit polls, of course, in question, depending on the country you're in, are British exit polls to be believed? Clearly the markets think so.
Right, and that's in looking at the pound. But then when we heard from Tim, he's basically saying, this is not really a new trend. Yes, he concedes there is a little bit of unease, from his mind, but it's basically, a lot of it's got to do with some of the recent terrorist attacks and also the split from the euro, when you look at the coupling, between the euro and the pound. So, he's not too terribly troubled by it. But again, we'll get a different perspective from Jamil Ahmad of Forex Time in about, 15, 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, I'm also wondering about the fate of Theresa May. She was the prime minister that led the Conservatives into this party strong. Seems to have bungled it somewhat for the party. Will the party keep her on, especially in going forward with negotiations with the European Union already? If they were trying to show, a strong face against their European counterparts, showing that the domestic support for them in pushing for tough negotiations, this is not the message they're going to be sending. The results suggest something weaker, and perhaps a change in leadership might help the Tories as they govern.
Well, just looking at some of the headlines out of the wires, there's even talk of how a hung parliament might actually put Corbyn in power. So, a lot of speculation right now. We have to see. But we do have some breaking news right now. So Labour has held Newcastle North. So that just coming out as we speak. So again, we've got a lot more votes and official results that have to be digested moving forward. We'll have to wait and see. And we'll certainly keep you up to date as much
as possible. 650 seats. We expect the full results by evening. Mm. We'll keep you posted. We'll be back with more analysis. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.